Okie dokie. Don't quite know where. Oh, we got it pinned up there. All right. I will try to. Was it page 70, paragraph 1? The Heavenly Sentinels. Oh, yeah, it came right to it. All right, good. All right.
Okay.
All right.
I can start saying. So again, welcome to our prayer study group. And if you have anything to add, just raise your hand and unmute your mic. So we're going to go to page 447 for paragraph 2. And in Arlac book, it's in page 70.1, the Heavenly Sentinels. Okay, read now. The Heavenly Sentinels, faithful to their trust, continue their watch. So he's referring to angels, right? And it's so amazing because we're talking a lot of angels since Sabbath, and during the question and answers, we also tackle about the Heavenly Sentinels, the angels. So they are faithful to their trust, continue their watch. Yeah, Brother Alex said we need to become always faithful like the angels are always faithful. Amen. Amen to that. Thank you. Amen. So in some cases, before the time is specified in the decree, okay, so this is the 1 hour with a beast, right? So before that happens, enemies will rush upon the waiting ones to put them to death. They cannot wait. This wicked cannot wait to rush on us. Okay, but none can pass the mighty guardians stationed about every faithful soul. I remember there was some a question about how the angels minister to us, right? Earlier. So this one way they minister to us. They continue to guard us, you know, in this time of trouble. Again, but none can pass the mighty guardians stationed about every faithful soul. That's why we have a guardian angel, right? Some are assailed in their flight from the cities and villages. But the swords raised against them break and fall as powerless as a straw. Others are defended by angels in the form of men of war. And the holy angels really are true. You know, we have a living testimony. I mean, we experienced that. You know, we have angel. During our flight, we know the name of the angels that we have. We never knew. I know somebody too that during his work, the people can see angel in the form of man when that person doesn't really know that he's with him. You know, like he's alone by himself, and then they are serving two course of meal, something like that, or water like that. And even in one place, he entered to a place where you have to surrender your ID, and then he gave you, the receptionist gave him 2 IDs to enter. So it's really amazing that the angel in the form of men are there to defend us or to, you know, to guard us like that. Okay. So in all ages, we are now in paragraph 3. In all ages, God has wrought through holy angels for the succor and deliverance of his people. Celestial beings have taken an active part in the affairs of men. Okay. They have appeared clothed in garments that shone as the lightning. They have come as men in the garb of wayfarers. Angels have appeared in human form to men of God. They have rested as if weary under the oaks at noon. They have accepted the hospitalities of human homes, like during the time of Abraham. Never realized that these angels are, these men are angels, and one of them was the Son of God. And even during Lot, they have acted as guides to benighted travelers. They have, with their own hands, kindled the fires of the altar. They have opened prison doors and set free the servants of the Lord. Loth with the panoply of heaven, they came to roll away the stone from the Savior's tomb. Yeah, this is basically the way how the angels minister to us, to God's people. And in paragraph 1 of 448, yeah, Sister Stephanie, yeah, these two paragraphs have answered way the angels minister from the question and answer. Praise the Lord.
Yeah, isn't it always the same? And we blame it. Praise his name.
Praise his name. See, the Lord has already answered it, right? He provides everything. Amen. Amazing. Yeah, just came here. Evening study. Okay. Praise the Lord. 448.1. Excuse me. Yes, we ask. He answers. Amen to that, Sister Pam. In the form of men, angels are often in the assemblies of the righteous. And they visit the assemblies of the wicked as they went to Sodom. I just mentioned about the Lot. To make a record of their deeds. To determine whether they have passed the boundary of God's forbearance. The Lord's delights in mercy. And for the sake of a few who really serve him, he restrains calamities and prolongs the tranquility of multitudes. Remember, the four angels are holding the four winds. Right? Little do sinners against God realize that they are indebted for their own lives to the faithful few whom they delight to ridicule and oppress. That's why they don't realize this wicked people. They don't realize that they are being blessed also because of the presence of the righteous in the earth. Because without the righteous, right?
Yeah, I mean, like with even Sodom and Gomorrah, before the Lord destroyed it, Abraham asked them about, if they're 10 righteous, he got down to 10. And we know what Sister White says in regards to how, in other words, you can see it in the scriptures too, about how certain nations, I would think, or even states or cities for that matter, could be destroyed by earthquake, but if it wasn't for the Christians, they would have been destroyed earlier. Or even when you see a tornado go through a neighborhood, you wonder. Like when I was a kid, when my dad took us for that drive after the tornado came through our neighborhood, you think, why is it this house doesn't even have a shingle missing, but the houses all around it are gone completely? You wonder if that house had Christians in it and believers, But even there, some of these cities are so wicked today that the Lord can literally wipe them out. But for the sake of the few that are in there, he holds off so that they can go and do as much as they can to get them to repent. And so, like she says, they don't even realize how indebted they are to their own lives because of God's obedient people nearby them.
That's interesting. Because we are going to be given the command to get out of the cities when that time comes for judgment. So the Lord's going to separate the wicked and the righteous at the end, and then he'll destroy them as well.
Yeah, and again, we were talking about this earlier, so again, the Lord connects, you know, everything that he's showing us today. It's all in one message, if you will. But even now, people are coming out of the cities, if you think about it. And yeah, and it's going to get very intense, because it's hard for some to get out of the cities. We understand that, because it's even hard to find a place to live. But he's going to make it a lot easier for those of us that are trapped in cities to get out when that time comes. He'll just open and close doors that you have no choice but to leave, you know. And so, yeah, he'll definitely even protect us then.
Amen. Yeah, it's really connected. All that we heard this Sabbath day, it's still connecting tonight. Let me read these comments from Sister Danny. The angels holding back the winds until the servants of God are sealed in their foreheads. Yeah, I think that's in Revelation 7, right? We are called to be the salt of the earth. Salt preserves. Amen. And Sister Janisa said in posted Christ Object Lesson 388, angels from the heavenly courts stand by all who do God's service in ministering to their fellow men. And you have the cooperation of Christ himself. He is the restorer. And as you work under his supervision, you will see great results. Amen. Brother Stephen posted Isaiah 54:17. No weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper. Amen. And every tongue that shall rise against thee in judgment, thou shalt condemn. So this is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, saith the Lord. That's why the swords, we read that earlier, will be like a straw. When they raise it, they're about to strike on us. It will be so soft. We will not even feel it, I think. So Isaiah, what is this? John chapter 19, verse 11. What is Stephen again? Jesus answered, thou couldst have no power at all against me, except it were given thee from above. Therefore, he that delivereth me unto thee hath the greater sin. Oh, yeah. So Jesus was talking about Pilate.
Yeah, but like Sister Danny put in there about Jesus says we are the salt of the earth. And a lot of people don't realize how, even up until modern times, they used salt to preserve things. And this world could have been destroyed long ago if it wasn't for God's people still on it. Or even today when we're here, but we're still trying to get ready. You know, and we're trying our best, and the Lord knows that. And he's going to help us get ready. Well, he's already doing it. But yeah, amen to that salt. Us being, that's a perfect, well, that's why Jesus used it, obviously.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Yes, we are the salt of the earth. And if the salt lose their savor, it's good for nothing. So continue to be salty. As Brother Stephen said, still do. They still process him in the same way of old. Even though ham is unclean, they use a lot of salt to cure it. Yeah, that's how they preserve things that time. Yeah, until now. Yeah, salty in a good way. All right. Thank you for the additional contribution. Let's go to paragraph 2 of 448. Whether Amado added here, he's doing it now. He started a work in me. And he called me back and will continue to work in me until the day of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen to that. He will He started it and he will finish it unto the end. Amen. Okay. Though the rulers of this world know it not, yet often in their councils, angels have been spokesmen. It's really amazing if you will imagine this. Because even the spirit of prophecy said that later on there will be in a senate or, you know, legislators will be converted of the truth and they will join the remnant. It's like what happened in the time of the apostles like that. So during the time of crucifixion, the apostle doesn't have any more power to, you know, they lose all their hope, their courage, they are poor, but who showed up? Who helped them? You know, Joseph the Arimathea and Nicodemus. So in time of necessity, God provided a helper, and that will be repeated, you know, during this time. Okay. Amen. Okay, let me again say, human eyes have looked upon them. Human ears have listened to their appeals. Human lips have opposed their suggestions and ridiculed their counsels. Human hands have met them with insult and abuse. And in the council hall and the court of justice, these heavenly messengers have shown an intimate acquaintance with human history. They have proved themselves better able to plead the cause of the oppressed than their ablest and most eloquent defenders. They have defeated purposes and arrested evils that would have greatly retarded the work of God and would have caused great suffering to his people. And in the hour of peril and distress, let it never be forgotten that the angel of the Lord encampeth round about them that fear him and delivereth them. Psalm 34 verse 7. I remember the experience of A.T. Jones when he was called to defend the faith during the Sunday law bill that was passed in their time. In when was that? 1888. It seems that he was saying that his testimony. Yeah, in 1888, he was saying that all what he was saying that time. It's like there was a letter showing in the sky or somewhere that he was just reading it, you know? Yeah, during the time of Senator Blair when he passed that Sunday law bill in 1888. That's why when if the SDA leadership accepted the righteousness by faith, you know, that was given in 1888, Stuart said 2 years from that time, they should have been in heaven, you know. Amen. Okay. Do you have that code? Oh, let me look on that. I just come across, but I forgot the reference. Anyway, let's go forward. We are now in paragraph 1 of 449. Okay, oh, we have already. With earnest longing, God's people await the tokens of their coming King. As the watchmen are accosted, what of the night? The answer is given unfalteringly. The morning cometh, and also the night. Light is gleaming upon the clouds above the mountain tops. Soon will there be a revealing of his history, of his glory. The sun of righteousness is about to shine. The morning and the night come hand in hand. The opening of endless day to the righteous, the settling down of eternal night to the wicked. As the wrestling ones urged their petitions before God, the veil separating them from the unseen seems almost withdrawn. Why she used the word wrestling here? Because no, this is in the during the time of trouble. There's a time of Jacob's trouble, right? When he was wrestling with that's also one of part of the question and answer earlier. Was it God or angel was wrestling with Jacob? It's actually God, right? So we are wrestling in a way that we are what? Urging our prayers before God. So the heavens glow with the dawning of eternal day, and like the melody of angel song, the words fall upon the ear. Stand fast to your allegiance. Help is coming. Yeah, help is coming. Oh, Sister Danny said, wow, that's powerful. It's like how Jesus was a light unto the children of Israel and a cloud to the Egyptians. Amen. Yes, Sister Stephanie, stand fast to your allegiance. Help is coming. So there's a help coming in, you know. So let's not be in despair, although we're gonna really experience hardship during this time, okay? But help is coming. It's there. So hold fast. Christ, the Almighty Victor, holds out to his weary soldiers a crown of immortal glory. And his voice comes from the gates ajar. Lo, I am with you. Be not afraid. I am acquainted with all your sorrows. I have borne your grief. What's this? James chapter 5 verse 7. Sister Hannah shared. Be patient therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. Behold, the husbandman waited for the precious fruit of the earth and had long patience for it until he received the early and latter rain. Amen. Oh yeah, Stephen said, tearjerker paragraph. God is so good. God is so good. Amen. Amen and amen. So, yeah. So again, it said here, you are not warring against untried enemies. Because we have a defeated foe already. I have fought the battle in your behalf. And Jesus won already. I have fought the battle in your behalf, and in my name, you are more than conquerors. Amen. Anything else to add before I go? I jump in. Okay. So let me continue. 449 paragraph 3. The precious Savior will send help just when we need it. The way to heaven is consecrated by his footprints. Every thorn that wounds our feet has wounded his. Every cross that we are called to bear, he has borne before us. The Lord permits conflicts to prepare the soul for peace. Amen. That's the bumper sticker over there. He permitted all this conflict so that we will have a inward peace.
Amen. It brings hope. Yeah, that's just like you say, that's definitely a bumper sticker. Yeah. He allows us to go through the trials because when it's over, we can look back with perfect peace and joy in our hearts that he helped us through it.
Amen. Amen and amen. Sister Maurice posted here Isaiah 41, 10 and 13. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee. Yeah, I will help thee. Yeah, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. 13, for I, the Lord thy God, will hold thy right hand, saying unto thee, fear not, I will help thee. I will help thee. Yeah. Yes, Sister Hannah, how much he loves us. I praise the Lord. that first sentence in this paragraph says the precious Savior will send help just when we need it. You ever imagine that? Even Sister White has this experience. Of course, not everybody have, you know, some needs like that. And during her time, they have it too, because she was saying she don't. You know, she said, I don't worry about money. And when the Lord see that I need money, he sent it to me. Okay. So he sent it in all we need. Okay? And sometimes our wants, no. But most of the time, what we just needed, you know, at that time. Okay. So... Oh, we only have 3 paragraphs left. Maybe we can finish this tonight. And we're gonna go to what happens next. Okay. Brother Stephen, Psalm, or Brother Alex, Psalm 91:14-16 says, because he had set his love upon me, therefore, will I deliver him? I will set him on high because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me and I will answer him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Amen, amen, and amen. A lot of promises of God to us. He always sends help. He gonna send help. Help is coming. Help is coming. So don't let go. We are almost there, my dear brothers and sisters. All these attacks that are coming in us, you know, we are experienced left and right, front and behind. It's just natural because right now the enemy is so desperate. He's so desperate. He wants us to stop trusting God. But help is coming. Help is coming. Stand fast. Stand fast. Okay, let me go to, Sister Leticia, holding on to the promises of the Lord. Yes. There's a song, Standing on the Promises of God. You know? Okay, continue. The redeem of the Lord. Okay. I'm sorry. I have to continue this. The Lord permits conflicts to prepare the soul for peace. If we had no storms, no shadows, we could not appreciate the sunshine, right? Like now, it's so cold for us, you know, Filipinos, but Nick, we don't really love this cold snows like that. And that's why we have to increase the heater. we appreciate it, right? So if there's no storm in our life, there's no sadness or whatever difficulty, we could not appreciate the sunshine. Yeah, so the time of trouble is fearful ordeal for God's people. Yeah, the cold stopped me to move in Indiana. Yeah. Okay, again, the time of trouble is a fearful ordeal for God's people. But it is the time for every true believer to look up, and by faith, he may see the bow of promise encircling him. Amen. This is the time. Okay. But yeah, thank you for the heat. Thank you, Lord, for the heat. Yeah. As Sister Danny said, the time of trouble is a fearful ordeal for God's people, but it is the time for every true believer to look up, and by faith, he may see the bow of promise encircling him. Despite the intensity of the time of trouble, that will be like no other time ever in the history of the world, I cannot help but think about the amount of peace we are learning to have now from the Lord that we will carry through by faith going into that time. Learning now that the rain is needed for plants to grow, looking forward to when the sunshine comes out from behind the clouds. We need those storms to grow more and more until the sun of righteousness comes to fully shine upon us. Praise the Lord. Beautiful. Praise the Lord, Sister Danny. Amen. Brother Duane posted here, 1 Peter chapter 1. 1 Peter chapter 1, 6 to 7. Wherein ye greatly rejoice, though now for a season, if need be, ye are in heaviness through manifold temptations, that the trial of your faith, being much more precious than of gold that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ. That's all our goal, that we will be ready, that we can face him, you know, face to face when he comes. Almost, Brother Alex said, almost like nature. Rainy day, then night, morning comes, sun comes up. Yeah, so climate change, actually it's in the Bible, but it's not the climate change that's being pushed by the Pope, right? There will be snow, there will be winter, right? There will, season changes, right? So the, Sister Danny said, the fact that faith is of greater worth than all the gold and silver in the world. Amen. Yeah, but it's different spiritually. That's a good one. Zechariah 10:1. Sister Hannah posted, Ashid of the Lord rain in the time of the latter rain. And this is now the time. So the Lord shall make bright clouds and give them showers of rain to everyone grass in the field. Amen. The other day we saw a double rainbow, you know, in the sky when we were passing. It's really beautiful. Double promise of God. Yes, help is coming. Just be, you know, stand fast. Hold tight. There was a brother who shared the quotation from Spirit of Prophecy, the impressive dream when the people of God were passing through the straight and narrow path, and as they go through, they are leaving items until they reach the end, barefooted, and there's a great chasm, and there was a cord, and there was a there was a voice say, hold on the cord, hold on the cord. And they asked, who holds the cord? And there was a voice, the Lord holds the cord. And by faith, they hold the cord. And when they hold the cord, that small cord become a bigger and bigger until they can hug the cord and then go to the other precipice like that. So right now we walk by faith, not by sight. So just continue standing fast. You know, help is coming. And if you meet all this trouble that or trials that come our way, to prepare us for peace. Okay. Let's continue. We are now in 4SP 450.1. The redeemed of the Lord shall return and come with singing unto Zion, and everlasting joy shall be upon their head. They shall obtain gladness and joy, and sorrow and mourning shall flee away. I, even I, am he that comforted you. Who art thou that thou shouldest be afraid of a man that shall die, and of the Son of Man which shall be made as grass, and forgettest the Lord thy Maker, and hast feared continually every day because of the fury of the oppressor, as if he were ready to destroy? And where is the fury of the oppressor? The captive exile hasteneth that he may be loosed, and that he should not die in the pit, nor that his bread should fail. But I am the Lord thy God, that divided the sea, whose waves roared. The Lord of hosts is his name, and I have put my words in thy mouth, and I have covered thee in the shadow of mine hand. Amen. Therefore, hear now. So this is found in Isaiah 51:11-16 and verses 21-23. Therefore, hear now this. Thou afflicted and drunken, but not with wine. Thus saith thy Lord, the Lord, and thy God that pleadeth the cause of his people. Behold, I have taken out of thine hand the cup of trembling, even the dregs of the cup of my fury. Thou shalt no more drink it again, but I will put it into the hand of them that afflict thee, which have said to thy soul, bow down, that we may go over. And thou hast laid thy body as the ground, and as the street to them that went over. Okay. And then this is the last paragraph. The eye of God, looking down the ages, was fixed upon the crisis which his people are to meet, when earthly power shall be arrayed against them. Like the captive exile, they will be in fear of death by starvation or by violence. But the Holy One who divided the sea or the Red Sea before Israel will manifest his mighty power and turn their captivity. They shall be mine, saith the Lord of hosts, in that day when I make my jewels, and I will spare them as a man spareth his own son that serveth him. Malachi 3:17. If the blood of Christ's faithful witnesses were shed at this time, it would not, like the blood of the martyrs, be a seed sown to yield a harvest to God. That's why the Lord, it's useless now. The living saints will never die. Their fidelity would not be a testimony Yes, amen. The 144,000 cannot die. Okay, their fidelity would not be a testimony to convince others of the truth, for the obdurate heart has beaten back the waves of mercy until they return no more. If the righteous were now left to fall a prey to their enemies, it would be a triumph to the prince of darkness. Yeah. But Christ has spoken, "Come, my people, enter thou into thy chambers and shut thy doors about thee. Hide thyself, as it were, for a little moment." Little moment. "Until the indignation be overpast. For behold, the Lord cometh out of his place to punish the inhabitants of the earth for their iniquity." Isaiah 26:20-21. And lastly, glorious will be the deliverance of those who have patiently waited for him and whose names are written in the book of life. Amen. Amen and amen. Sister Danny posted here, "I was learning that the dregs of alcohol are very bitter or strong tasting, making drinking a cup with dregs unsettling. I guess it makes sense, since the wrath of God is compared to a cup of with dregs, or spiritually speaking, his wrath without mercy. I'm not sure, I could be wrong. What do you all think?" Yeah, you're right. There's no more mercy on these plagues, the wrath of God. No more. When the plagues started to fall, no more mercy in there. That's the final wrath of God. That's the vengeance of the offended God. That's what they call. So now the last message of warning is now being given, so that people will be able to prepare themselves and not receive the vengeance of offended God. Sister Hannah said, "Jesus now wears the garments of vengeance." That's why, yes, we know God is a God of love, according to 1 John 4:8, right? But he also has another characteristic. He's also a God of justice. Yeah. Because if we just say, this is what Satan said, God is love, so if do what you do, please, heaven is your home, you know. Don't follow any more commandments.
Yeah, another way to look at those dregs too is, have you ever looked at a picture, like if you Google it or something, looked up dregs of a cup, it's the crud that's on the bottom of a cup that most people don't drink. Like if you have, like in the old days when they would do tea, people would read the tea leaves because there's a bunch of tea leaves in the bottom of the cup. They wouldn't drink it. And we have to drink of the cup, but we don't drink the dregs. That's given to them. Because that's what it's saying right there. "I have taken out of thine hand the cup of trembling, even the dregs of the cup of my fury. Thou shalt not drink it no more." They shalt no more drink it again, but I will put it in the hand of them that afflict thee. So the worst part of the wrath falls on them. Yeah. Yeah. And there's actually like some pictures I Googled it, you know, where you see like some people that drink really strong coffee, in the bottom of the cup, there's like a ring at the base of the cup and it's really dark black. It's undrinkable. It's really bitter and all this other stuff. It's the worst part of whatever you're drinking in the cup, if you're drinking something bad. And we know that we have to drink of the cup, but when it gets down to the dregs, no, the Lord takes it from us and hands it to them. And that's not going to be fun for them, that's for sure.
So it will be what you call overturned like that. So the persecutor will be the one who gonna worship the feet of you know, the saints, like, they're gonna bow down, really.
Yeah. Let me see. Does it show a picture on that duct?
Yeah, there's a picture. I posted here the dregs of cups.
Okay.
It's like a sediment.
Yeah, some bad looking cups there. Yeah. I wouldn't want to drink any of that, but yeah. Amen. Praise God.
Amen. Okay, Brother Stephen shared Jeremiah 7:8-10. Behold, ye trust in lying words that cannot profit. Will you steal, murder, and commit adultery, and swear falsely, and burn incense unto Baal, and walk after other gods whom ye know not, and come and stand before me in this house, which is called by thy name, and say, we are delivered to do all these abominations?
Yeah, temple of the Lord. That's where Jeremiah was speaking, first time.
Mm-hmm. That's why what happened to that man during the time of before the destruction of Jerusalem. For 7 years, this man is saying, "Oh, the temple of the Lord, yeah, woe to Jerusalem." But you know, he also fell. He died together with those who didn't flee Jerusalem. So his example doesn't really match us with his message. Brother Alex said, "Oh wow, so it's almost like we've drunk of all his mercy, making us stronger in trials." Yeah. So all that remains at the bottom in his wrath and mixed with mercy.
It kind of looks like that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because when we look at the way we have to drink of the cup, it's to glorify him, of course, to prove unto the entire universe, no matter how heavy Satan comes against us, we're not moving. We're standing firm. And so we're allowed to go through those trials like Jesus did. Like when they asked him, "Could I sit with you on the throne?" And they didn't understand what they were asking. And he asked him, "Can you drink the cup?" And they go, "Yeah." They didn't realize what they were saying, because they're not going to drink the cup, but we are. And, when you get down to that, we're going through all that. The Lord's allowing it because he knows, 1 Corinthians 10:13, the prophecy knows we can handle it because we're part of that number. But when it gets down to where it gets really heavy, he just hands it to them. Because it's on them anyway. It's just like with plagues 2. Well, actually, all the plagues, not just 2 and 3. But 2 and 3 are so easy to show. The reason they have blood to drink is because they're bloodthirsty.
Oh, yeah. Revelation 14:10. Brother Alex also posted, "The same shall drink of the wine of the wrath of God, which is poured out without mixture into the cup of his indignation, and he shall be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angels and in the presence of the Lamb." Amen.
You know, go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, so that's why we have now this message. We call this the last message of mercy to a fallen world. So we are warning everybody that this wrath that is soon to come is without mixture. Okay, so it's up to the individual if they're gonna receive it or not. But we appeal them to choose life instead, right?
Amen. When you see this, especially Revelation 14:10, it's because it's speaking of the cup, and we know what happens at the end of Plague 6. And so that cup of the dregs and stuff like that, I would think just by looking at the prophetic symbolism behind it, looks like it goes all the way until the end of the 1,000 years when they really get his wrath without mercy in the hellfire. Because, I mean, that's his wrath is perfect. You know, just like his love is perfect unto eternal life, his wrath is perfect unto eternal death. Because he offered them absolutely everything possible. That's why they cultivated his wrath just like we cultivate his love. And they can't sit there and say, why are you so angry, God? As well, he has every right to be. He gave, and he does, especially when it comes time to the last days with the blasphemy of the Holy Ghost. He literally knows how to give everything they possibly need and understand to stop. I mean, look at Judas. Everything he could possibly receive from Christ, so much so that he even counted him as the one of the 12 to get him to see everything that could be done was done, and still they didn't want it. And so the only thing left is his wrath. There's only two things, love or wrath, you know, life or death. And so, yeah, I think that the cup of the dregs, I think they continue to drink. Well, they don't drink it while they're laying there dead on the planet, you know, for that 1,000 years, but they're going to get up again later and they're going to finish drinking it because God's wrath is perfect, just like his love is perfect. It's the only way I can see it.
Amen. So, thank God we finished the whole chapter of the time of trouble. Amen. So next week we're gonna go to God's people delivered. This is the final chapter of the Spirit of Prophecy, Volume 4. What's happened next? Just click that link. See this? Okay, God's people delivered .htm. Amen. All right, thank you, Brother Joe, for posting. We're gonna go to page 452 in 4SP and RLAP page 75. Thank you for your participation, for coming here, for joining us this blessed prayer study time. It's really a blessing.
Can you close in prayer, brother?
Yes, let's pray. If you are ready. Let's kneel and bow our hearts. Our dear Heavenly Father, we are so much thankful, Lord, for your wonderful love to us. Thank you so much for these promises. Thank you for allowing us to pass through this trials, temptations, and different season in our life, so that we can really appreciate the peace, the sunshine that you have promised. For as you have said, you have permitted this conflict in our hearts so that we will be prepared for that peace. And we need that perfect peace, Lord, in us. Thank you so much, Lord, for your goodness and your presence as we study and as we experience today. Thank you for the additional light. Thank you for the spiritual hub. Thank you for the brothers and sisters who are joining us here so that we can prepare together. For that time is almost finished, Lord. We have to stand fast. For we claim your promise. The help is coming, Lord. Help, your help hand is there all the time for us. And ever since you have committed against thee, Lord, please forgive us and make us worthy before thee. And whatever sins that has not been repented of, that's still written in that book, record in heaven. Help us to remember and put in our hearts so that we can ask forgiveness, Lord, and you will write pardon opposite our name. And for this coming week, we again ask that you will guide us through your Holy Spirit, that we continue to grow in grace and be useful in thy cause. Thank you so much for your grace and for hearing and answering our prayer. For we ask all these things in the name of our loving Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.